following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Gobble gobble on this, man.
Do the bang thing. Do the bang thing.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, Browns. Mike Polk, season ticket holder. You are wasting valuable space on our majestic shoreline, and what do we get out of it from you? 10 miserable games a year, including 2 preseason games that I have to pay for, and 1 shitty Kenny Chesney concert.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully hot.
I think Troyton's a queer.
Hello.
13-year NFL vet, Super Bowl participant, 6-time Pro Bowler, Donovan McNabb.
I've been just going home.
Bacon. You know, brothers. You know I'm bacon.
I got
you know
I love bacon.
You're going to love this. Bacon.
As a white man, I have to take a stand. I remain outraged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I'm gonna whip my ding ding out.
And now, here's John and Tom.
The NFL's been sacked by a federal judge who's tossed out New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's 4-game Deflategate suspension.
Star quarterback can also play some defense.
Judge throwing a flag on his Deflategate penalty.
Tom Brady on the field pumping in victory.
The judge has let the air out of Deflategate.
Captain America wins again, John.
He should have won, and really, could these frickin' news teams come up with any more corny ways to say that? He should have won, and I'm glad he won, and it's good. They smack Roger Goodell something fierce.
Oh, you think that's good, huh?
Well, look, what I like is the fact that they smacked Roger Goodell. The dude's way over his head, and he's overpowered. You know that. You've hated him since day one.
Yeah, but not for that.
No, well, for what? For overstepping his bounds? For acting out? I mean, dude, what they did in terms of their leaks and all this other stuff about trying to freaking... They tried to smear him, and it's bullshit.
All right, hold on. We'll get to this. But first, we've got to let our new guy, or when I say our new guy, the guy now doing the intro for our show, we've got one.
Yeah, well, he did this one anyway, and he's not a new guy. Reevesy's been around forever.
New to doing the intro, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, we had John Tillyard doing it for so long. Well, Reevesy decided to give us one.
Hey, everybody. Reevesy here. You're listening to Bang.
Wait a minute. I think that's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Hey, everybody. Reevesy here.
Reevesy here. Yeah,
that's good.
I love it, man. That's fantastic.
Hey, everybody. Reevesy here. You're listening to Bang Radio Hour number 257, and I've got a little joke for you. What does Tom Brady and Michael Jackson have in common? They both prefer the small balls.
I don't know if has anybody told them over there that Michael Jackson's dead. His balls are very shriveled by now.
Hey, everybody. Reevesy here.
But yeah, good. Way to go, Reevesy. And you know, make sure we all say hello to our favorite show niece, the show official show niece, whose name I can't remember right now, although I think it was Chloe. I'm sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Can't remember our own show niece's name.
So I am Tom. He is John, by the way. And I do want to let you know, you got just a few days left to get in the games here that we got going on over at ESPN's website. The Pigskin Pick'em and the Eliminator Challenge. Now, the Pigskin Pick'em is just straight picks, but you're picking against the spread. I guess he set it up against the spread this year, John.
Told him to. I like doing it against the spread. It adds a little bit of an extra strategy to the game. And really, in all honesty, if you're listening to this show, you better be able to handle it. Because if not, this show's for football fans, not for, you know, people that want to be football fans.
Oh, I thought it was also for people who like to laugh.
Well, they do like to laugh, but that's the point. We laugh at football because we know so much about it.
I know, but I mean, I think we're getting a little too serious on them.
What, to have them pick against the spread?
Yeah.
Ah, they're a bunch of degenerates.
Oh, come on. Come on. All right. And then the Eliminator Challenge. You just pick a team to win each week, and you can't use them again after that. If you pick a team, you know, if you pick the Packers week one, you can't use the Packers the rest of the year. And as long as your team wins each week, you stay alive, and we'll see Who can win that? You go to ESPN's website, create an account, go to their fantasy football section, and those games are both there. The game we used to play, the Gridiron Challenge, no longer there because a company called Suicide Fantasy Sports LLC filed a lawsuit against ESPN because they claimed that the game infringes on their patent.
Suicide Fantasy Sports.
Yes.
Dude, I drafted Robin Williams last year. I won.
Well, here's the thing.
That was awful.
Here's the thing.
Suicide Fantasy Sports. Who names this fucking company?
I don't know, but the company says that the Gridiron Challenge uses an elimination-based or suicide fantasy sports model that is covered in its patent entitled Suicide Player Pool Fantasy Sports Games, registered in 2013 under U.S. patent number 85124148, blah, 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 blah. All right, so here's the thing. All right, they're saying, you know, in normal fantasy sports, you pick a team of players and you go against each other head to head, blah, blah, blah. You know how fantasy football works
right. In
head to head. But the thing with the Gridiron Challenge, you know, and what confused me when I first started reading this was that, you know, with that, you can change players every week, but you can also use the same player all year.
Yeah.
But I guess they added an eliminator add-on to it, something. I guess I didn't even realize it, and I don't know what that is. It's funny because the Eliminator Challenge, you know, based on picking a team to win, is still there.
Right.
And I'm sitting here going, this is ridiculous. How can you get a patent? I mean, I've been playing Gridiron Challenge for over a decade on ESPN.
Yeah.
And this patent was done in 2013. But
I bet you it was done in a small little district in East Texas.
Oh, man. Who knows? But I can't even.
I guarantee it. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. Did you remember you hear about Adam Carolla was fighting for the rights to be able to continue to podcast? This would have affected us because there is a judge basically in this one little small district in East Texas that allows people to basically go on the internet, find technology that's budding and new, and try to retroactively copyright it. So this little startup company that's got nothing but a post office box tried to copyright podcasting and sent Adam Carolla, really was the main person that they went after, into a huge legal fight. And there's been a lot of things that this stupid freaking judge in this one little district in East Texas, I'm not kidding, you can Google this up, that has allowed to go through his courtroom that have affected internet technologies worldwide for all kinds of shit that we like to do. And I would almost bet my bottom dollar that this is something to do with something like that. That's just exactly what it sounds like.
Well, it says that ESPN has asked a California federal court to toss the patent suit out.
Right. Get it out of that clown in East Texas. I'm going to Google this up while we're talking. I'm going to find it so I can give you his name.
Well, they say that the patent in question is insufficient because it relates to an abstract idea for a fantasy sports game. ESPN lodged its motion to dismiss an accompanying memorandum on Friday, August 21st, saying suicide fantasy sports allegations are futile because the game it claims to have a patent for could be performed entirely by the human mind with nothing more than a pen and paper.
Right.
So, but right now they've got an injunction against them to keep them from having the game up this year.
Yeah, yeah. This is how this is going right now. I was going to try to Google it up, but it's so freaking hard sometimes to find Google things, and I really don't want to have time to stick with serious shit.
I didn't want to spend that much time on it. I just wanted to explain why there was no Gridiron Challenge, so that's why.
Right.
All right. So coming up, Tom Brady isn't the only cheater in the league, John.
Really? Get the hell out of here. I swear I thought all of these people were fine, upstanding citizens of the United States.
An A-list celebrity has Tebow mania all day, all night, all weekend. And finally, it's been a long time. We used to talk about him every show. T.O. is back in the news.
Get out of here. Really?
Yes.
All right. Drunk Bill's going to get pissed off. If he's still around, he's going to get pissed off. He used to hate it when we would talk about it.
Well, you're going to love this. But first, let's get back to this Tom Brady ruling. We can sit here and argue all day about whether or not he should have been suspended. You know, everybody knows that the judge vacated his suspension for being a cheater.
Right.
And in my opinion, the judge broke the law. It's not about what Tom Brady did. Okay, the ball pressure, all that, and all you Patriots fans want to argue, well, the PSI, it actually was blah, blah. I don't care. None of that matters. Right. All of that is irrelevant when it comes to this suspension. I'm going to tell you right now, Pandora's box has been opened, John.
Again?
And you know I hate Goodell. You know that.
Yeah.
And so if he gets fired over this, great. That's fantastic.
Oh, he won't.
My reason for hating him is because he's taking football out of our country. He's taking home games away from fans, and he wants to take the Super Bowl out of the country. That's why I hate him.
I hate him for whole other reasons. I hate him because he's taking football and turned it into a pussy-ass sport because he's so afraid of lawsuits. I hate him because it has turned into nothing but a legal nightmare since he's been in charge. And I think that what this judge did, if we want to say that the Patriots, they were kind of hung out to dry on this because of all their other past shady dealings, okay? That's all well and good. That's fine. We can say, okay, the league is trying to show them that, look, you got to stop doing this bullshit. But at the same time, I think this judge looked at Roger Goodell and said, you know what? For all the crap that you've done over the last 10 years, we're going to hang your ass out to dry.
Well, and see, that's making it personal. And I heard a lot of people on the radio saying it seemed like this was personal. Seems like this was personal with the judge. A lot of people said that.
Well, he's a freaking Jets fan.
No. I don't mean that. I mean, like, he's on the player's side. And there's a collective bargaining agreement. All right. There's a contract.
Right. Right.
And the judge basically said, I don't give a shit what your contract says. And that's,
I'll be honest with you in several different ways. The NFL says that I don't give a shit about what your law says when it comes to writing their contracts. Let's face it, the contracts that the NFL write and the way that they go about them would not stand up if you and I were under the same rules.
I disagree. We have unions all over this country, whether it's teachers unions or police union or whatever. There's unions all over the country that have contracts with the companies they work for.
Right, but they all have to follow U.S. contract law, meaning that you have to fulfill your contract. In the NFL, they don't have to fulfill their contract. They can do anything they want with them, basically.
If your contract says you get this much guaranteed dollars, you get this much guaranteed dollars. I don't get it.
Well, because your contract is also for a lot of different things, and if you get hurt, then they can basically make a settlement for you, or they can say, you know what, you're going to make too much money next year, so out you go. We're going to take your contract away. I signed a 7-year contract, but it's really only good for 4 years because we're not going to honor the last three.
Okay, but they don't have to based on how that contract's written.
I get it, but I'm telling you, that's why we were so upset when they gave the Redskins and the Cowboys that cap hit and why the Redskins and Cowboys sat back and didn't do anything, because we know that if the NFL has to go to court, then the whole can of worms gets opened and everything we like about our sport goes away.
It's apples and oranges, man. The contract says you get this much in guaranteed money, the contract's for this many years, and it's written so that what that means is if you're in year 4, your contract says, okay, if you play here year 5, this is how much you're getting paid. If you play here year 6, this is how much you're getting paid. But both sides know that the league can say after 5 to 7 years, that's it, we're done. They both sides know that going in when they sign it. They're still honoring the contracts.
I don't know about all that. But, well, you know what? We're analyzing football.
And you can't...
We are not football analysts.
You talked about the injuries. You can't cut a guy for being injured. You can have a settlement if the player agrees to that settlement.
Oh, right. But I'm telling you, if a player decides he doesn't want to agree to that settlement, the NFL is going to figure out a way to get him off the team.
The way
that they do contracts in the NFL would not hold up in court out here if you and I were subjected to the same rules.
I disagree with that.
All right. That's fine.
I absolutely disagree with that.
That's fine. I don't like legal bullshit. That's why
all of that I could care less about. Okay.
Right.
The suspension, again, was for refusing to cooperate. What he did with the ball, if he did that, that's a $25,000 fine. I don't care about that. But he refused to cooperate.
Refused to cooperate is still up in the air.
Well,
we know Goodell lied. We know absolutely he lied. He tried to say that Brady didn't want any of the records released, that he wanted them sealed, and it shows right in the court dockets that the second that they put them out there, they went down and asked to please have them made public.
Well, Brady still refused to hand over his phone. He said he got rid of his Sprint to get an iPhone, or his Samsung, rather. He got rid of his Samsung phone to get an iPhone, which, by the way, cost Samsung, I guess, like $1.7 million, which is unbelievable to me just because he said that. It's ridiculous. But
it cost them because he said their name? What?
Yeah, because he said he got rid of his Samsung to get an iPhone. And
so Patriots fans got rid of their Samsungs?
Yes,
is that what it is?
Yes! Yes!
What? Tom doesn't use a Samsung, so neither will I.
$1.7 million worth. Unbelievable.
My God.
I know, right? It's crazy.
What? How come Boston isn't filled up with guys walking around wearing Uggs?
But I know. But here's the thing. Look, listen. If you are innocent with nothing to hide, You don't refuse to cooperate. And Brady said, he said, well, I was told I did not have to surrender my phone, and therefore it was okay for me to get rid of it and replace it. Well, look, if you didn't have anything to hide, you'd say, here's my phone. Here, whatever, I'll give you. Look, and even a five-year-old knows that. You ever ask a five-year-old if they did something wrong? If they didn't, they'll look you right in the eye and tell you so. And they'll tell you anything you want to know. But if they did do it, they won't even look at you. They won't tell you shit. They get all quiet. They look away. They won't cooperate.
Well, what if Adrian Peterson was asking them?
What?
I think they'd fucking run. Oh, I don't know that they'd ever bother to stick around to give you an answer. And you know, by the same five-year-old thing there, if you had if Roger Goodell is who's asking you and you know how much of a dickhead he is, why wouldn't you fuck with him?
I just feel like you're an open book. If you're really innocent, you have nothing to hide.
No, I'm not, so okay. That finishes that.
All right. Well, Tom Brady's a cheater. Nobody's going to tell me any different. That's the way I feel about it.
You know, I don't care. I don't really care one way or the other. I think that the ball pressure that we're talking about here, even if we did get into the science of the PSI, I don't think it makes that much of a fucking difference. And we talked about this back then. I think that it's a wash. You get a little bit better grip on the ball, but it doesn't go as far.
Well, all right? Yeah,
so
but
I was thinking they played the Packers in the first preseason game. If I was Bill Belichick, I would have held that freaking game up for as long as I could. I need every one of their balls checked because I've heard that Rodgers guy likes them overinflated. I would have made a big spectacle out of it. I'd have kept everybody in that stadium for 5 hours.
He only wants to do it when it's cold and wet.
Well, true. But at the same time, what, who? Rodgers?
No,
overinflates
Tom Brady.
When it's cold and wet?
Tom Brady only wants the ball deflated like that when it's cold and wet, the weather.
Oh, well, so what?
In normal, nice weather, he doesn't want it underinflated.
Yeah, no, the way I said, I don't think that the advantage gained is really all that much. I think this is another case of the Ravens and Colts going, well, we can't beat him.
I don't care. Again, I don't care about that. I don't care about the ball pressure. Although I do. I will never believe he didn't know about it. You can't. I don't know.
Oh, no.
What?
Of course not.
What? We got,
I believe that.
We got two ball boys gone rogue. Really? Hey, look, I tell you what. If we let the air out of these balls, I think he'll throw better. Let's do it. Let's do it. Come on. What? Give me a fucking break.
Hey, Billy, you sure don't run a very, very tight ship down there. You got bomb boys going rogue and video camera guys everywhere. You better tighten up there, buddy boy. You're out of here.
All right. Anyway, look, I want you to listen to this. This is all-time Buckeye great running back Eddie George. Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George.
Super Bowl participant Eddie George.
All right. So he was on the Dan Patrick Show, and he was not happy that the suspension was overturned.
I was very disappointed. Tom is a great player, great person. I get it. But through the years, coming out of that organization, there's been various times that they've pushed the envelope in terms of trying to win ball games. If you did the crime, just take the punishment. But this clearly shows to me that they play by a different set of rules. And they're above the law in some degree.
Oh.
I agree. Sure they do. So does everybody.
Do they?
Well, I think this. I think that if he's going to try to say, all right, we all agree with Spyzilla that they were dead wrong, except for Patriots fans who still won't admit it. They still don't think there's anything wrong with knowing your team's plays because you still got to block it and you still got to tackle it.
Right, but it drove you crazy during Spygate when people would say everybody does it.
Right, Spyzilla. It does. It drives me. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about Deflategate. This is the silliest thing. I don't give a shit one way or the other.
Okay.
I mean, I get it that it's a rule, but I think it's a minor infraction of a minor rule.
It's a $25,000 fine. That's all it is. But when you deny it and you refuse to cooperate, it becomes a four-game suspension. That's my point.
Dude, it literally becomes a federal case.
Right.
I mean, come on. Let's get some perspective here.
Well,
it's a federal case.
Speaking of federal cases, Eddie says that Tom Brady got away with murder.
Tom is a great player, greatest of all time. No doubt about it. I like Tom. But in this situation, I think he got away with murder in the situation. I mean, he got in the clear.
Yeah.
And he fought hard for it and so forth. Because my thing is, if you didn't do it, hand over the proper information that they asked for. If that's what they asked for. This is what we know in the public to be true.
There, and didn't I just say that? If you got nothing to hide, fully cooperate.
Well, maybe he murdered somebody and he doesn't want to be hauled into court.
All right, now here is the response that everybody was waiting for when Bill Belichick was asked about the suspension being overturned.
Yeah, I'll just talk about the game. Any questions about the game?
That's all I ever think about is whatever the next opponent is. It doesn't matter whether I'm making a sandwich or listening to Tom win a case against that asshole Goodell or fucking my wife or my friend's wife or the guys down the street's wife. All I think about is the game.
Yeah, I'll just talk about the game.
All right, now wait a minute. Actually, this was pretty good. Rapper Snoop Dogg, I think he was he was more upset about anybody over this.
Yeah, the NFL overturned Brady. I can't do nothing but smoke. That's bullshit.
Smoke. Everything he sees is smoke.
All the homies, they got weed cases in the league too. Y'all gonna do that? Keep it real.
It's the best.
But let's go. Snoopy got away with murder. Eddie George thinks he killed somebody.
Well, let's smoke some weed.
Oh, shit.
Unbelievable. Well,
Goodell will definitely, you'll definitely get suspended for smoking some weed.
Stay off the weed.
Stephen A. Smith, the puppet of the league, telling them what they should do.
Duh.
Right.
Stay off the weed. Duh. Duh. Really?
Do not murder anyone. I can't get past that. He got away with murder, Tom.
Weed.
So let me get this straight. Tom Brady doesn't get arrested for murder, so rich white people with supermodel girlfriends are going to riot in the streets, right?
Right.
That's how it works in this country.
Yep.
Anyway. He got away with murder.
Yep.
All but right. If he was smoking weed, all he would definitely be serving that suspension.
All right, we've got to move on. Jesus.
So does the whole league. I can't wait for the freaking kickoff. Oh, by the way, Goodell's not even bothering to go to New England. Could you imagine him sitting there in Kraft's box during the opening game?
Here, put this in his drink. And don't give him any of the Chivas. Give him that rail crap. That's right. He gets that bottle of Turkish whiskey that asshole from Indianapolis sent to me after the AFC Championship game.
All right.
Turkish whiskey. Anyway, sorry.
All right, so Tom Brady's there. He's going to play, so they have a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. A team that probably isn't going to the Super Bowl, the Washington Redskins.
What? Get out of here.
What?
What?
What? Oh.
What?
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 What? What?
You heard me.
The Redskins. Way to ruin my season, Tom. It hadn't even started yet.
Well, I'm more interested in your general manager season. Scott McLuhan, right?
Yeah.
He admitted.
Boy, he was off to a good start, isn't he?
His wife, Jessica, admitted to inappropriate comments she made toward an ESPN reporter on Twitter. She said she deeply apologizes, blah, blah, blah.
Stay off the Twitter.
She made a comment about reporter Diana Russini tweeting that she gave sexual favors to get a story. And, of course, the team, I love it. The team originally says, oh, that's a fake account. They have no idea. But they're immediately, oh, that's a fake account. Meanwhile, she's apologizing.
Dude, great. If there's one thing that has been an absolute fact that's come out of this week, and actually out of the last 2 years or so, the Redskins have the worst PR department on planet Earth. ISIS has a better PR department than the Redskins.
Oh, man. Well, here's what she tweeted. This is Jessica McLuhan. Okay. She tweeted... at Diana ESPN, and that is Diana Russini, said, please tell us how many BJs you had to give to get this story, and did they laugh at you before or after? It's like, wow. Well,
they told her the scoop, right?
Well, an hour later, she apologized, right, in this statement that seemed not written by the average person. Like, it was written by
it's written written by the Redskins PR department, which is why it sounded so stupid and ham-handed.
It says, I deeply apologize for the disparaging remarks about an ESPN reporter on my personal Twitter account. The comment was unfounded and inappropriate, and I have the utmost respect for both the reporter and ESPN. I regret that my actions have brought undeserved negative attention to the Redskins organization and its leadership. My comments in no way reflect the opinions or attitudes of the organization, and I regret that my behavior has in any way negatively impacted the team and its loyal fan base. Well, there was one problem about that apology. It wasn't the first time she had tweeted Russini. Okay.
No, and you know the best part about this is, dude, they married on March 24th. They've been married for 6 months.
That's it?
That's it. Oh. They got married on March 24th.
Oh, that's nothing.
By the way, everybody, just so you know, it's Tom that reads all that shit at the end of the car commercials on the radio, if you couldn't tell there.
Right, exactly.
Way to go, dude. You didn't stumble at all.
Parking is free. Watch for the flashing searchlights.
Right. None of this shit that we said in this commercial is real.
No purchase necessary.
We're not giving you this deal, no matter how much you ask.
Now, anyway, back to this. Radar Online has quotes from a family member. She's identified as Jessica's sister-in-law, Shannon Rutherford. Now, I don't know if that means she's Jessica, that's the wife of Jessica's brother, or she's the sister. Well, if it's Rutherford, I don't know. Just her sister-in-law, Shannon Rutherford, saying that she thought, meaning Jessica thought, her husband, your GM, Scott McLuhan, was having an affair with this Russini chick from ESPN.
Oh, all right. An affair.
Well, Shannon told Radar she knew about Jessica's belief that her husband was cheating on her with the reporter, confirming that she has been aware for a few weeks about the, quote, side chick. They call her the side chick.
But, Tom, they completely misunderstand. I only mean side chick in the best way. Seriously, it's how we pretty girls talk about each other. It's like, you know, like how black guys call each other the N-word.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's so cool. What sounds cooler than a black guy talking about hanging with his N-words? So when I call her a side chick, it only means that I respect and love you as a sister of the sorority of beautiful hot women, you see? And she understands that, and although I really don't know how that big-nosed husband-stealing skank ever got in the fucking door, she's not hot, Tom! She's not! She has a big nose and thin lips and bags under her eyes, and she probably sounds like a cow in bed! I only mean that in the best way.
So is that how you greet each other? What up, my side chick?
That's right. That's how I say to my sister. What's up, skanky whore?
All right. So anyway, Diana Russini tweeted out, she said it says, at Allen BAL21, I absolutely think if the Redskins have a losing record by the bye week, changes will be made. My opinion, not reporting. Well, then Jessica McLuhan tweeted out to the same guy, at Allen BAL21, I'm pretty sure if this info is coming from my husband to his new side chick, Diana, it's confirmed.
Yeah, see, I told you she got the story right, and I only called her side chick because that's what we call each other. Look, and BJ doesn't mean blowjob. See, backstage, it's just another misconception. Hot girls like us, we say that for fun. You know, like, you know, it all means something really terrible, but all it means is that she's using my husband's dick for information so she can further her career. That's all. Oh, wait, the guy from the Redskins is yelling at me. I only mean she was asking pointed questions and looking for information the way a good professional reporter does. She knows I'm only kidding.
Well, Rutherford also told Radar the Redskins pressured Jessica into the apology, and it wasn't true. And then, of course, ESPN came out and said, Diana is an excellent reporter who should never have to be subjected to such vulgar comments. We are obviously extremely disappointed by today's developments, but now it's kind of, we're seeing, you know, maybe there is a reason. Maybe he's cheating with this chick. I don't know.
Diana's so nice. And like I said, we just say these things to each other just like we're ribbing one another. I know Diana's very sweet, but she'll give up anal just to move up one space in the grocery store line. I've seen her do it right there beside the impulse buy items, which is another nickname I use for her.
All right. Well, here's what Troy Aikman had to say about the Redskins.
Pretty bizarre, huh? Somebody compared the Redskins to the Kardashians, you know, saying they're the Kardashians of the NFL. I don't think that's fair. I don't think the Kardashians are nearly as dysfunctional.
Oh, the Kardashians aren't near. Let me get this straight.
I think Troyton's a queer.
Gay!
Dexter Manley.
I totally agree, Troy, and I think that Kim's latest fashion spread in People magazine has been my favorite so far.
I'm going to whip my ding ding out.
That's how Diana Rossini gets her story. They come at her in spurts, you know. She gets inspiration all over her face.
Oh, my God.
I deeply apologize for my comments toward my husband's halfway hump. All I didn't mean for it to sound as bad as it did, but if she would be so kind as to provide me with the medical history of all of her previous sexual partners, I would appreciate it.
Can we move on now, please?
Yeah. Sure. Anyway. I guess Scott McLuhan has.
Right. All right. Well, I want to move on to Tim Tebow. He's got Tim Tebow. Well, he had anyway. I mean, I guess he does, but, you know, he had this major support coming from a big, huge Philadelphia mega icon. His name? Sylvester Stallone.
One of the only true champions the city ever produced.
Well, so Stallone told TMZ Sports that Tim Tebow shouldn't just make the Eagles roster, but he should be their starting quarterback.
Start for the Eagles.
Stallone was out at Cafe Roma when he said he hopes Chip Kelly signs.
Cafe Romo?
Cafe Roma.
Oh, okay.
This is in Cali. Yeah, it's out in Cali. He hopes Chip Kelly would sign Tebow, and then Tebow, of course, got cut and has no team now.
Right. By the way, great comment on our Facebook page from Martin Speller, who says, Chip Kelly says, call me racist, will they? I'll trade Matt Barkley and cut Jesus.
That's pretty damn good. What do you got to say now, LaShawn McCoy?
Right, exactly. I think now? It's been proven.
Hey, Tom, you know what? Tim Tebow is a great quarterback. If he didn't keep getting cut, he'd have won the Super Bowl by now. Look, I'm an Eagle fan. I'm an Eagle fan. I want to see him win the Super Bowl just once, you know? I'm damn near 70 years old. It ain't going to happen soon, you know? It's got to happen. I've got so many different steroids and HGHs to me, and I ain't going to last too long.
Well, what about what do you think about the Eagles trying to trade to get RG3? There, Sly.
I don't see the difference. One's black, the other was white. Neither one of them know how to play offensive football. And, you know, they can run around a lot. Tebow's bigger. Tebow's bigger. That's what it is. Tebow. It's embarrassing, you know. I don't want to talk about the RG3. Tebow should start for the Eagles. He's so damn good looking, don't you think? Jesus. Yo, I'd fuck him if he wasn't a guy, you know.
All right.
Chip Kelly, your mook, you got to go with Tebow and win you the Super Bowl.
Somebody get me to break. Please go to break.
I think Kelly's made a big mistake, though. That Sam Bradford's a pansy.
Bang. Bang.
Did you have any clue that he was cheating?
I think I'm cheating.
Hey, that's cheating.
The tape speaks for itself.
It's just not fair.
I saw you on the camera back behind the crew, spying on games so that you know what we will do. Just like the government, we are watching you.
I think I am cheating.
We took the victory in another football week by witnessing their calls with new technology. And now we see it's not a patriotic deed. Cheating New England. Why did we watch them?
Videotape the other team's calls.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I got an anonymous letter
here. Said, you know, we just kind of bummed out this year that the boys only get 2 weeks off before they start their summer conditioning program. You know, normally they get three. Well, we gave them a week at the start of the semester rather than at the end. But here's my point, okay? It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't intramurals! You got 2 weeks after finals, you got a week of July 4th, and you got a week before camp starts. That's a month! That's probably more vacation than you guys get. And we're a little bummed out that we don't get 3 weeks? Go play intramurals, brother.
Hey, this is Blake.
And Joey.
From Devour the Day.
And you're listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Left in.
Is there any good left in me? I wanna be a good man. Is there any good left in me?
Rudock, pressure coming, fires outside, picked! It's intercepted by Thomas! He's gonna go! 20, 10, 5! It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown for Thomas! 54 yards!
That was the third interception of Rudock, Michigan's quarterback. And welcome back to college football there, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah! Aren't you glad you showed up with your stupid-looking Walmart khakis to get your ass kicked on opening day? There you go. Who's got it better than us? Nobody!
That was a good game. That was a good game. All those games on Thursday night were good games, and Wisconsin-Alabama did not turn out to be a good game, unless you're an Alabama fan, obviously.
Yeah.
Sorry about Penn State. I don't know what happened.
Dude, Hackenberg happened. That's what happened. I like
Hackenberg!
I like him because he's our quarterback, but I don't like him. I've never thought he's all that good at all. I really don't. He holds the ball too long, and he did again yesterday. So, you know. He'll be perfect when the Redskins can draft him because we love quarterbacks that hold the ball.
Good God. You got to be able to get some. We got five quarterbacks at Ohio State that could start for Penn State.
I'm not surprised. When you got Urban Meyer, man, they flock to you. Dude's the best coach in the country.
Jesus. Well, I'll tell you what. It ain't got nothing to do with coaching, according to Steve Spurrier. Listen to this.
I know the SEC fans are a little upset at Ohio State schedule, and rightfully so, to tell you the truth. But that's just the way it is. That's just the way it works out for all of us. I remember several years ago, Texas A&M had four sort of gimme games outside the conference and then eight conference games. There's four of us that have that in-state rivalry game with a team from another conference. And we usually play another ACC team, so we got two really big teams. This year we got Central Florida that was in the top 10 a couple of years ago. So, we've got a pretty tough schedule.
Oh, we've got Central Florida, John, that was in the top 10 a couple years ago. So we got a tough schedule here at South Carolina.
That's
you know.
Right. That's not like MR but pussies up in Ohio State. I ain't meaning that in the worst way. But, you know, everybody's got these rivalries. It's just the way it works out when you're allowed to schedule your own.
What, is Jerry Jones' kid coaching South Carolina now?
I only have so many index cards here.
It's not our fault they're playing a bunch of little girls' schools.
Oh, whatever. You know what, Spurrier? How about you win your own conference before you start worrying about what other conferences are doing?
Oh, North Carolina. Oh, he didn't. Right? North Carolina with their awesome defense.
They almost beat them, too.
So he can just shut his mouth.
Get back to teaching them boys how to pitch it around on a Saturday afternoon.
In fact, I thought that was the best game Thursday night, but... Yeah, anyway, this is, by the way, we're recording this show on Sunday morning, the day before Labor Day, so have not seen the Buckeyes play Virginia Tech yet. Don't know who's going to get the first snap at quarterback. We'll see.
Go Hokies.
Stop it.
Go Hokies.
Got to root for the conference.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what. I got something that I just found this morning. All right, now we're talking high school, college sports. I'm going to drop into high school real quick. Go on our Facebook page. This happened Friday night, man. There's a video on our Facebook page, and I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but watch these players light up this referee. They target this referee and crush it.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what the hell's going on here, but these players should never play again, and their coach should be fired immediately.
Well, now, wait a minute. You remember the movie Remember the Titans?
Yes, I do.
You remember the ref was cheating to try to get the coach fired? What if they realized that this ref was cheating?
Well, okay. I mean, maybe they might realize that he's cheating, but I think when you find out something like that is happening in football, the thing to do is to waste federal court's time a whole summer. First, you have to make a gigantic stink about it, make a whole bunch of crap all spring long, and then take it to federal court and then find out that you really weren't cheating. But what they do to this guy really could get him seriously hurt, man. They fucked this dude.
Well, no doubt. Hey, Bill Belichick, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I'll just talk about the game.
Yeah. Didn't pay attention to anything else. Nothing at all.
All right, so week three of the preseason. Did you have anything else you wanted to add about college football? If you want to make any predictions, we'll do that at the end of the show, but I didn't know if you had anything else at this
moment. College football for me this weekend was not fun. I turned it on, you know, and on Saturday afternoon, getting ready to get up for some good games. Hot damn, let's go watch some football. And they were all like 56-3 blowouts. So I'm like, this isn't any fun. And of course, Penn State blew it against Temple. So fuck that. Fuck college football. It starts next week.
Well, week three of the preseason, the Ravens played against your Redskins and a fight broke out.
Well, yeah, good fight.
Yeah. And Steve Smith.
Steve Smith, who wasn't anywhere near the play, but decided he was going to jump in anyway.
Right. And then he got ejected.
Yeah. He got ejected.
He was proud of himself.
And he should have been, honestly, because I love the Redskins and I like that linebacker, but that was a dirty hit.
Yeah.
It was a dirty hit.
Then it looked like the coaches were going to get into it. John Harbaugh and Jay Gruden.
Harbaugh came running across the field, which you can't do. He came running all the way across the field and started yelling at Jay Gruden about, I don't know what, that we tackled his guy a little rough. Who cares?
I know, but why are you yelling at Jay Gruden?
Well, probably because he was watching Hard Knocks and thinks that we're a dirty football team because we've been in three big giant brawls and now we're in another big giant brawl. And really, the way that Keenan Robinson tackled that tight end probably seriously could have broken his neck, man. It was a bad hit. It was not a good hit.
I understand that, but let the refs handle it.
I get it. But he's a Harbaugh, Tom. Nobody can tell them anything.
I know. Remember Jim Harbaugh with what's his name in Detroit?
Yeah, exactly. With Schwartz in Detroit. Yeah, you can't. The Harbaughs, man. They're just a couple of dicks. That's all.
On the sideline, a reporter came up and asked John Harbaugh about it, and here's what happened.
Brent Harris standing by with John Harbaugh.
Coach, what was your perspective to this Steve Smith getting ejected? And it looked like you and Jay Gruden may have had words there.
I have nothing to say about that, Brent. You want to talk football, though? Be happy to talk football with you.
End of the half, missed opportunities, do you feel?
Well, you don't want to fumble the ball.
What about the two-minute defense giving up the touchdown at the end?
We don't want to give up touchdowns in 2 minutes at the end. Give me a good question, I'll answer it.
All right, thanks, Coach. Sharon, back to you.
what a dick.
Give me a good question, I'll answer.
Right, he did. The first question was good. Hey, why'd you go running across the field?
It was a good question. You're damn
that
right.
That was a guy, right.
Oh, my God, but he's in. I guess that came from Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I'll just talk about the game.
Right, right.
That really didn't happen. I'm not going to talk about that.
That's the only thing worth talking about. It's a preseason game. But the fun thing was, the second thing he asked him about the fumble, they fumbled with like 30 seconds to go. Actually, no. They ran a kickoff back to the 2 yard line with 30 seconds to go and then couldn't get in it on four plays. And on fourth down, they fumbled at the one. The ball went in the end zone. The Raven jumped on it, but it went back because it's inside of 2 minutes, the fumble Ruski rule. And because it was fourth down, it was the Redskins' ball.
It's ridiculous.
It was four. Well, that's the way the rules work. But so the dude asked him, what kind of an answer did he give him? He gave him a dick answer. Yeah, we don't like to fumble.
Give me a good question, I'll answer it.
Right.
Yeah, we don't like to fumble.
All right, let's move on to All Day. By All Day, I mean AP. A massage therapist claims she was knocked up by Adrian Peterson. Imagine that.
A massage therapist. Down at Madame Wu's House of Massage.
Right, it was during a happy ending. That's when she got knocked up.
Yeah. It was a happy ending, and then I had an itch, so I scratched it, and now I'm pregnant. And I know it's his baby because he keeps whipping my belly with a switch.
Well, she has asked for $1.9 million to care for the kid for 18 years.
That's reasonable.
And I'm thinking, I'm thinking 1.9 million. Because you get, they say it's like it costs $1 million to raise a kid. Yeah.
The 0.9's for inflation.
And if you know, if you go, if you have you know, you get them a car, you send them to college, everything, all that, feeding them, clothing them, all their whole school, everything that you, you know, child care, insurance. That's $1 million yeah. bucks. In Adrian Peterson's case, it's $2 million.
Right, why not?
Because he's got that kind of money. But the NFL star has fired back with a big fat no deal. And TMZ Sports learned that Peterson was contacted by the woman's attorney in early August, claiming that she's convinced Adrian is the baby daddy and therefore needs to open up his checkbook. In fact, she broke it down. I mean, listen, I'm going to explain what costs. What the cost for the kid okay. is. We're just talking about just monthly support, $6,000. Okay. I'd like to make $6,000 a month. You know what I mean?
Not too bad.
That's $1.3 million for 18 years.
Okay.
Pre and postnatal costs of $30,000. Health insurance costs, $1,000 per month. It's $216,000 for 18 years. Private school, an average of $30,000 a year for 13 years. That's $325,000. Uninsured health care costs, including mental health costs for the child, $3,000 per year for mental health costs. How do you know he needs mental health costs?
Because she knows this kid's going to have to grow up knowing his father never got to the Super Bowl. That's why. Kids are going to say, "Aha, you Adrian Peters kid. He never got to the Super Bowl."
And attorney's fees of $60,000. So Peterson's attorney said, no chance.
Yeah, no way.
But
no way.
But I'll tell you what, with what he makes, they might have wanted to take it. But here's the thing.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal, actually.
He said
if that's his kid.
He said if the child turns out to be Adrian Peterson's, he will gladly agree to reasonable support. Well, that's what I'm saying. With what he makes,
yeah,
that might be more than reasonable. I don't know.
I think it sounds reasonable, especially if it's his kid. And the other side of it would be that he doesn't get to keep him right. on the weekend.
Well, Pete, you know, child support is based on your income. How much you pay is based on how much you make.
Right.
And I'm just thinking that might just want to say, yeah, okay. But anyway, yeah,
if it's his, I mean, you know. If it's his, and stay out of massage parlors. It seems to me that once you are a rookie in the NFL, it's a wise investment to just get a vasectomy.
Make sure you know who's going to be the fall guy.
Exactly. You got to have it.
Right. Right. That wasn't me. That was my friend Pookie. He was the one that was fucking you. The lights was off, right? You just thought it was me. That's all.
You got to have a fall guy.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Could you imagine that? Hey, Pookie, you're going to pay my child support for 18 years. Okay. We're going to stop you. We're going to get you out. You're going to do it.
Based on your income.
Right. You're going to raise my baby because you make a lot less than me. You make $30,000 a year. So we're settling for that. Good luck.
Oh, well, you know, he's already got a legion of children. I mean, I think maybe he's trying to build his own football team. I don't know, because his wife.
He's whipping him into shape, Tom.
Well, his his wife. Yeah, he has a wife. Okay.
Right.
And she's currently pregnant with baby number 8. So this would be.
Good God.
This would be baby number 9.
What is they? Are they, he's like the Josh Duggar, or he's like the Duggar family of the freaking professional football.
Hey, look now. I hope there's no molestation or anything going on over there.
But I bet you there's an Ashley Madison account. I bet that.
Oh, no. No, I bet there is.
Oh, I guarantee. I'd love to find out all the NFL names on there. I'd love to find out.
Man.
Scott McLuhan's on there.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this Ashley Madison, and why does she keep calling the house?
All right, and I don't want to make fun of this, but after all of this went down, then she had a miscarriage.
Oh, see, she should have held on until she got paid.
The massage therapist had a miscarriage. They lost the baby, but she still wants Peterson to foot the bill for all the medical expenses, and that's understandable if it was his. And I'm thinking,
how are you going to prove it now?
Well, I guess she's saving tissue from the fetus to do the DNA test.
God, that's awful.
I know,
that's
just right? Awful. Isn't it?
Yeah, that's bad enough. I hate like if I drop something that I have that I, you know, like my pen. I hate when I drop my pen in the toilet because you just can't flush a pen. It's going to clog everything up. You got to get the motherfucker right out. I would not want to go fishing around for a fetus.
Jeez.
Well, where else do you have a miscarriage? I don't know. I'm new to these things. Where else do you have one? In a bucket?
Oh.
Hey, this is why I'm on this show. Don't be yelling at me.
Why don't you ask Diana Rossini where she has hers?
Anyway, so that went downhill quickly, didn't it? That was like the Pinewood Derby. Oh, shit, this thing's out of control.
All right, let's move on. And we gotta okay. we gotta talk about this guy now.
My name is Terrell Owens.
Yes, he is.
Me.
I haven't heard from T.O. in a long time. Oh,
yeah, what's up with him?
I love T.O.
I love me some me.
And T.O. loves T.O. his estranged wife, Rachel Snyder, is livid, John. She's livid.
She's livid. She's estranged and livid. Imagine that. I don't think those two go together.
Well, she came out in public and bashed T.O. because he appeared on Celebrity Wife Swap.
What? Celebrity Wife Swap?
With another woman while they were still married.
Wait, so is this some kind of like contrived? Oh, I think I've heard about this, where ABC TV, this is some contrived network thing, right? This isn't like
one of those freaking porn channels,
is it?
Wait, no. He's not out there. He's not a swinger. No, this show is not, has nothing to do with sex. It's a TV show, has nothing to do with sex. You just swap wives, and this goes through, you know, the daily housework and dinner and how you know, no sex.
All the stuff you really don't want.
Yeah, there's no sex going on there. Not that I know of. Not that they put on TV anyway. But here's the thing.
Has Diana Rossini been on there?
But how can you swap wives with somebody if your wife's not there?
Look, man, I'm going to hang out with your wife. You can go find mine.
Well, they got married. Okay, T.O. and Rachel got married in 2014. John,
right.
They were married and then got separated after 3 days.
3 days?
3 days is all it lasted.
I can't be having no sex in no hyperbaric tent. This is ridiculous. How am I supposed to have a wedding night in a hyperbaric chamber?
Well, they're not now. Obviously, their divorce is not official yet. You know, it always takes a while. You got to go through that hassle. I don't know why you don't just get this thing annulled. I would think it would go quicker.
I would think after 3 days, Tom, you would have probably heard these words at least once. What do you mean you ain't got no money? What you mean you ain't got no money? How does it fall apart in 3 days? Let me guess, she's a Vegas showgirl, Terrell. He met her one night, and then the next thing you know, Elvis married him. And then they were off on their one-day honeymoon, soon to be over.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
She wants some money.
Well, and that's funny, because... she's going after alimony because she says she deserves to continue the lifestyle she grew accustomed to during their 72 hours of marriage.
So in other words, what he should give her is a couch to sleep on and go around and pull her hair every once in a while.
That's a good assessment. I would agree with that.
I thought that me was just a joke. It's not.
Me.
Nope. Oh, that is great.
I became accustomed to a certain lifestyle in 3 days.
Right. Well, when Snyder got word that T.O. was going to appear on Celebrity Wife Shop, or
he might as well go on that one next. He's in the market.
Hey, is that on a home shopping network? Celebrity Wife Shop?
We're giving these away, Tom. We've got a whole shipment of blondes from Russia. They've just come in. They're just going through their medical right now. Come on, call right now. We're going to knock 30% off right off the top. This can't be right. This is crazy.
Four easy payments of $19.99.
That's right.
Comes with its own cubic zirconia ring. Isn't that gorgeous? Svetlana here fucks like a raccoon. What? Who the hell wrote that?
So when the estranged wife, Rachel Snyder, found out that T.O. was going to be on Celebrity Wife Swap with a different woman and family, she blasted him on Twitter. She said, no, I don't know who that woman is, and no, I don't... God, she can't spell. And no, I don't know how.
She doesn't even know him.
No, she says, I don't know who that woman is, and I don't know how USA Celebrity Wife has my estranged husband on there with this woman. And Owens wrote back, you're nothing to me. You just want attention.
Yeah. They didn't ask me if I had a wife when they asked if I would be on there. Oh. You know, so be expecting somebody to show up at your door anytime now. Could you imagine some guy, "Hi, I'm here for the wife swap. Are you you T.O.'s wife?" And, you know, it would immediately be followed by her question of, "How much money you got?" Yeah, three-day marriage. Okay, became accustomed to a lifestyle. Let's figure that out. One day is the wedding, so I guess she's accustomed to people throwing rice at her and everybody dressed up like in things that they're never going to wear again, especially her. The day two was when she figured out that he didn't have any money, and day three was spent leaving and packing. So what lifestyle are you accustomed to here?
Travel, John. Travel. She's accustomed to travel.
She figured out he didn't have any money when she got out of the chapel and there was a cab waiting.
And they went to the Motel 6.
It wasn't even a cab. It was like a 1998 Toyota Tercel.
It was Uber.
Right, it's an Uber driver. Congratulations on your nuptials, Mr. Terrell Owens. Shall I take you to the White House Motel over on Route 9?
All right, let's do some predictions here.
All right, I predict this is going to be a pretty funny show when it's all said and done.
Yes, absolutely. My first prediction, Ezekiel Elliott wins the Heisman and the Buckeyes repeat as national champions.
Oh, see, now I had down here that Christian Hackenberg was going to win the Heisman Trophy, but then I watched him play yesterday. They don't give the Heisman Trophy out for patting the ball, do they?
And I got news for you. Is it going? Everybody's talking about the Buckeyes quarterback situation. Is it going to be JT Barrett? Is it going to be Cardale Jones? Which one's it going to be? Doesn't matter.
I thought I saw Cordero Jones was out playing wide receiver.
No, that's Braxton Miller.
Oh, okay. See, I get all confused. There's too many guys out there.
I told you, we got five quarterbacks that could all start for Penn State.
I'm not shocked. You're not seeing any surprise registering on my face. Urban Meyer's up there, man. He's the best coach in the country. I'm not saying anything else, and I'm not giving you your due. So fuck the Ohio State Buckeyes.
He's definitely the best recruiter, I think.
Yeah, I mean, shit, his recruiting is simply this. I'm Urban Meyer. You want to come play football for me? And they go, oh, yeah, sure.
I love that he's the Buckeyes coach.
I guess you do. I would, too, if he was our coach. All I had was
an old guy who looked the other way when there were people banging kids in the showers.
All right. And they're probably going to play Alabama. I think it might be Alabama in the championship this time.
Okay. You think they'll beat Alabama? Nick Saban's tough.
Yeah, because of the experience at quarterback.
Okay.
Because they got a new quarterback in Alabama. Didn't slow him down any against Wisconsin, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not making any predictions for college football.
That's all I got.
None whatsoever. I'm seeing that Ohio State's damn powerful, probably is going to continue on, and Urban Meyer is the kicker for me. I think they'll probably win the national championship. And that is about as far as I'm going with that.
That's all I got. Let's get to the NFL. I'm going to say, and I got a Super Bowl pick, but I did have a couple things I wanted to mention. I think the Raiders are going to be better than a lot of people think. I know, it's unbelievable I said that.
Well, now, that doesn't really say anything. Tom, that could be four wins, because a lot of people are looking at them as a three-win
team. Well, they were a three-win team last year.
Yeah, so four wins is probably better than a lot of people think.
Well, I'll say they're going to go 500.
8-8?
Yeah.
I kind of like Derek Carr. You know, I don't think their defense is really all there yet. Amari Cooper's a weapon, but what else is there? They've got this running back, Latavius Murray, who shined for two plays last year. He got like 180 yards on two plays, and then he got hurt on the third play. So he's like T.O.'s wife, you know? All of a sudden he was there, and then he was gone.
So. I know, but when you add Amari Cooper and you got Carr in his second year, Cooper and Murray together are going to be deadly for this team. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, don't they have, what's his name from San Francisco, too, the other wide receiver? Oh, shit.
Crabtree.
Michael Crabtree.
Yeah, okay, but Cooper's the number one receiver immediately.
Yeah, obviously.
This guy, I'm telling you, this guy runs precision routes. There's not a route he can't run. There's not a place at wide receiver he can't line up. He'll catch anything that comes near him. He's got blazing speed. He is going to be... You know, we don't see a lot of rookie wide receivers have huge years, you know, like Randy Moss type years, but this guy's one who could.
Well, yeah, except for the fact that they don't have what Randy Moss had around him in Minnesota when he was a rookie.
I know.
They really
don't. This guy,
nothing like Robert Smith, nothing like Chris Carter. you know, they don't got a fall guy.
I think
they're a whole team of fall guys.
I think Murray's going to be fantastic for them, especially when with Cooper stretching the field. I think it's they're going to win the division? No, but I think they can go 8-8 this year.
Yeah, they'll find out what it feels like to pick out of the top 10. I don't know about 8-8, but I definitely think they'll be all right. I kind of like David Carr or Derek Carr. Derek Carr? Yeah.
I heard a guy was listening to CBS Sports Radio on my way in to record the podcast today, and he said that the Steelers are going to the AFC Championship.
Was it me? Because that's who I have in the AFC Championship. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Indianapolis Colts.
Really?
I do. I do. I believe in those Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that offense is something to see. And just because James Harrison will not accept any other kind of trophy, I wonder what he thinks about AFC Championship trophies. Is that worth having?
Do you think they got the defense to get there, man?
Yeah, in the NFC, in the AFC, yeah. I mean, you got Denver, you have New England, obviously, and other than that, who's really going to step up? There's such power in the AFC that it's really just a bunch of giants that are walking around. Those four teams, I think, are the big giants.
I kind of see the Ravens and the Steelers as equal, and either one of them could win the division at 10-6.
I think I'd rather go with the Steelers there just out of the experience factor. They got more experience across the board.
Wait a minute. The Ravens just won the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
I know. But their team has changed since then.
Well, that's
then.
True. I mean, Ray's gone and Haloti Ngata is gone. So, okay. All right. I see it.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Steelers, they're going to step over the Ravens.
I like Denver and Indianapolis in the AFC Championship.
See, I don't know, man. Peyton Manning, towards the end of last year, as he came down the stretch, he just was not the same quarterback.
And he lived in the gym. He lived in the gym, but I know he wasn't the same quarterback, but do you remember what happened when he wasn't that quarterback? C.J. Anderson.
Yeah.
And that blocking scheme of theirs, and their defense is going to be much better this year. They got key guys back from injury. They made a couple of good moves. I just think Denver's going to be a better team, and I, you know, provided Manning plays 16 games, I think that with the running game they got there, they're going to get back there. But I do like the Colts to beat them. I think that Andrew Luck takes out Peyton Manning in the AFC Championship game.
All right, so we're in agreement there. I think the Colts are beating the Steelers in the championship
game.
The Colts go to the Super Bowl.
Over in the NFC, that same guy said the Eagles were going to the NFC championship game.
That's right. The Philadelphia Eagles. You can't go with the Philadelphia Eagles. Tim Tebow.
Not without Tim Tebow, right, Rock? I don't know, man. I don't know. I think people are too caught up in this. He even said it. He goes, "Did you see him in that preseason game the other night?" I was like, "Are you serious, dude?"
The Eagles, they're always there in terms of when you're thinking about this for the season, because that offense is really, it can be very high powered. They can put up a lot of points, and I don't care about whether it's a preseason game or not. If their quarterback can run Kelly's offense can be very good. Whether or not.
Sure.
They can survive playing with the big boys when it gets cold outside, like they always say in the NFC East. You've got to have that running game to grind it out coming down the stretch, and we'll find out, I suppose.
Is that why they went and got DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews? But I don't know.
See, when you say Ryan Matthews, my brain just goes, so what?
So
what?
I know half of their offensive line is outstanding.
Yeah.
The other half, not so much. Everybody says their defense is really good, but
they don't get much rest. You know, they're on the field because the offense goes right down and scores, man, or doesn't, one or the other.
You don't have 90 guys on your roster like you do in college, you know?
Right. But they have a lot of ducks, and I can't remember the name of that linebacker that they got from the Bills that they're all high on, but fuck them. You know, they're the Eagles. I think it's I don't want to say a gimmick offense. I just think that when it comes down to crunch time, the Cowboys are going to win the division, and I think that's because their offensive line is dominant.
It is unbelievable. And now they've got some pass rush finally.
Yeah, and Sean Lee is back. I got the Cowboys in the NFC Championship. As much as I hate to say it, I do.
Okay, well, we agree with that. And who will they play?
I think they will play Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, Tom, because I like their running game, and of course their passing game is outstanding. I don't think they're going to miss Jordy Nelson one bit because they're like the Patriots when it comes to this kind of stuff. The next guy steps up. The next guy will step up.
Very good. All right. So Bang and I are in agreement here. Indianapolis wins the AFC. Dallas beats Green Bay in the NFC, and then Dallas wins the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
Right?
I didn't say that.
Oh,
I got Green Bay winning the NFC championship.
Oh, is that? I'm sorry. I jumped.
That's right.
I just assumed.
No. I got the Packers over the Cowboys in the NFC Championship.
Oh, John, you're hurting me here, man.
Oh, like right.
Okay. All right, well, look. Give me a break. Look, then, okay, and things are that close in the NFL, because we were talking about this last week, and you're like, oh, you're going to pick the Cowboys. If you're picking Dallas to go to the NFC Championship, then they're obviously a contender, and you can't give me any crap for picking them this year.
No, I'm not going to give you crap other than just giving you crap for the general sake of it.
Very good.
I have the Packers beating the Colts in the Super Bowl.
Packers over the Colts.
Packers beat the Colts. I think they're more well-rounded. I mean, Andrew Luck is going to be what carries the Colts. You know, he's going to carry the Colts. But then when you get to the Super Bowl, I don't think that's going to be enough.
Well, and you know what? Wouldn't surprise me. Packers and Colts in the Super Bowl wouldn't surprise me. Packers, Broncos, Patriots, Packers, Patriots, any combination of those isn't going to surprise me, just because we know how tight things really are in the NFL. You never know who's going to be hurt once you get to that point. You know, teams can be weakened.
By the way, listen to these names we're kicking around, and remember, this is supposed to be the era of no dynasty. It's still the same teams every damn year. They can't get rid of these things. Teams will find a way to be dominant. If you're dominant, you're going to be dominant, and these teams do. Although the Cowboys are kind of new to the party here, grown back into being a contender.
But I think, you know what I think it is? I think the dynasties lie now in the coaching staff and the front offices. That's where your dynasties are.
Yeah, you've got to be able to move players around and be able to target people that are going to fit what you do. And like I always have said, having a coach, a winner, you can't just have any old coach. You can't do this with Jim Zorn.
Right.
But having a coach and his staff with a solid vision about what the team should do in place for more than a year or two, you know, the teams that go on the coaching carousels, that's why they never get off them, because nothing can take root. Belichick. Right. You know, he's going to retire when Brady retires. I think they're going to go out together. But if he didn't, he'd take the next guy. That's why I said, even if they didn't suspend Brady, they're going to win three of those games.
Yeah. You know, who's been the coach the longest in the NFL?
For one team?
For the same team for the most consecutive years.
Let's see. Belichick has been up there for a good long time, right?
Yeah, but it's not him.
Not him. Oh, I should know this, but I don't remember who it is.
Yeah. It's in Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, Marvin Lewis. Yeah, Marvin Lewis.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and you know, Mike Brown stuck with him. Now, granted, they haven't won a playoff game, but they've made it there 3 years in a row, which is a hell of a lot better. That's a hell of a lot better than they were doing when, you know, his first few years there.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, I guess the thing about listening to the Bengals about the playoffs is that Andy Dalton can't play in the playoffs. He stinks, and everybody talks about how he's going to just die.
Oh my God. All I ever heard was Tony Romo can't win a playoff game. Now it's happened to them. Now they're getting that, you know?
Oh, yeah. It goes around. And of course, now they've got Terrell Pryor they can put in there. Hot damn!
No, that's the Browns.
I thought he made the Bengals.
No, he's with the Browns.
No way. He's with the Bengals.
No, he's not. Terrell Pryor, the former Buckeye quarterback, is playing wide receiver for the Browns.
All right. I'm Googling this. I swore it was the Bengals.
No, they even came here for their scrimmage, their brown-orange scrimmage or whatever it is.
Oh, he is a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah.
How could I miss that?
I don't know.
Because it's the Browns. Nobody gives a shit.
I love that. You know, if everybody listened, I hope you didn't skip ahead of the intro. There is finally, after 2 years, if you listened to it, you heard the new show intro, that Browns fan that was outside their stadium yelling at the stadium in there.
That's right.
I think the most fun we've had with the Browns in the last was listening to about Johnny Football getting beat up last year outside of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, was it?
Yeah.
One of the fans slammed him into the wall.
Oh, man.
Oh, well.
All right. What do you think about that, Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I'll just talk about the game.
Okay.
That's all I want to talk about today.
Reevesy, thank you for the intro.
Hey, everybody. Reevesy here.
Yeah, I love it.
Reevesy here. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for that, Reevesy. And Daniel Schell, I tried to get you, but Reevesy beat you to the punch. Anybody that wants to do an intro, get it to us, send it to us, and we'll pick the best one. I want an intro from our friend Zoltan Pasco. That's who I want an intro from. Zoltan, you're on the clock.
All right, don't forget, you've got, well, this from till first Thursday night game, to that much short amount of time here before we get started. That's how long you got to get over to ESPN's website. Remember, go to the fantasy football section, and we're playing the Pigskin Pick'em and the Eliminator Challenge. You create your entry, and then you join a group and you type in Bang, and you'll see like the second or third one on the list is Bang Radio Hour. Join the group. And he made the Eliminator Challenge private. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, the Eliminator Challenge is private, so it's going to ask you for a password, and the password is Bang. I don't know why, but it is private. The other one is public. You don't need a password. So Bang Radio Hour for the Pigskin Pick'em and the Eliminator Challenge over to ESPN's website.
All right, everybody get over there and get on it. Go Redskins.
Go Cowboys. And here we go, John. Here we go. Here we go.
The football season is finally here.
I bet you were very happy to find out Randall Cobb was okay. I know you got him in our fantasy.
I was very, yes, I was very, very, very happy about that. I like my fantasy team in that league. I like my team very much.
So do I. I'm a defending champion.
Yes, you are. You're the defending champion. But I'll tell you what, I took over that team, and I've been trying to build it because it's a keeper league. So I think I finally got something now that I can play with.
I thought I was afraid. I was worried you were going to let Julio Jones go, and I was going to say, you are out of your mind.
No, I tell you what, the only thing that bothers me about Julio Jones is injury history, but I like the fact that the little Shanahan boy is down there.
The little Shanahan boy, he's down there running the offense. I like that a lot.
Kyle Shanahan's going to get him his numbers, I tell you what.
So is Joseph Randall. You just wait and see.
I like Joseph Randall in terms of fantasy, but maybe not just in real life. Okay. All right. Go steal some underwear, Joseph Randall.
All right, everybody, enjoy week one. Good luck to all your teams, unless you are the Giants. And who are you guys playing? You guys are playing the Eagles.
The Redskins are playing the Miami Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
We get to find out whether our offensive line, is any good or not right off the bat.
All right.
Go Kirk Cousins, baby.
We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm the mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
At Tesco, we can pop our pasta in your Astra, our Red Leicester in your Fiesta, or our mayo in your Mondeo. All you need to do is try click and collect. Just go to Tesco.com, order your shopping, then click and collect. With the minimum basket spend now only £25. And if you fancy something a little more exotic, we can even put our pad thai in your cash kai. Try click and collect at Tesco.com. Every little helps. Selected larger stores, booking charge may apply. See online for full terms and conditions.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness. Without adding sugar. Clever.
It is. Yasukis uses a lactose-reduced milk that enhances flavour without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yasu Kids supports change for life.
Yasu, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars. Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.